From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you? It's nice for me, Amanda, to meet you again in our terrestrial program. For the next 60 minutes, I'm going to present you several information, starting from news across the country, and we also going to give you Indonesian songs, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin appeals for Quranic teachers to teach Islam wasatiyah. Minister Tito Karnavian support cooperation to create an investment climate in the region. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin appealed for all Quranic teachers, lecturers, and religious teachers to teach the teachings of Middle Way or Wasatiyah teachings in order to prevent the emergence of radical understanding in the community. He said at the Vice Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday that the Quranic teachers should be the government's concern in the context of de-radicalization. They must teach moderate Islamic teachings, wasatiyah. He also emphasized that in addition to the family, the education environment is an important factor in preventing the emergence of radical understanding and promoting de-radicalization for the people who had been affected by the tenet. Indonesia is increasingly promoting the economy and Islamic finance amid the community. To advance the Islamic financial economy, the government carries out institutional strengthening through the planned revision of Presidential Regulation No. 91, Year 2016, about the National Sharia Finance Committee. This was affirmed by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin when attending the Sharia Economic Community National Work Gathering in Jakarta on Friday. He also said that the vision of Islamic economics must be put as a rational economic pattern of the community so that it can be accepted by the wider community, not only limited to Muslims. Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian received Chairman of the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM Bahlil Lahadalia and a group of people for audiences at the Ministry's building in Jakarta on Friday. On this occasion, Minister Tito affirmed his commitment to continue to support and work together to create an investment climate in all regions across Indonesia. In addition, he also supports regional heads to proactively increase investment by simplifying regulations and permits related to the investment. The simplification of investment permits is one of the National Development Priority Programs announced by President Joko Widodo. Commission of one of the Indonesian House of Representatives, or DPR, emphasized the importance of research and development in managing the domestic defense industry. During a working visit to PT Dirgantara Indonesia in Bandung, West Java on Friday, member of the Commission 1, Willy Aditya, said that Indonesia's seriousness in research and development could be the beginning. He views that the development of the defense industry can begin by building human resources capabilities, mastering technology so that it is able to independently produce manned military weapons, vehicles, and equipment. Willy also affirmed that if Indonesia doesn't take this beginning step, Indonesia would not have a bargaining power against other countries for good. The Jakarta Provincial Tourism and Culture Office holds an event of 2019 Batavia Chinatown with the theme Value of Chinatown Historical Traditions, presented by Betawi artist Atin Kisam. This Chinatown performance takes place in the Old City Plaza Fatahillah on Saturday. At this event, Chinese culture is presented in the form of a colossal drama that tells about the struggle of the ethnic Chinese in helping fight for Indonesian independence. Secretary of the Jakarta Provincial Tourism and Culture Office, Asiantoro, hopes that the performance of the 2019 Batavia Chinatown can attract around 200 foreign tourists.
Promosinya sih di melalui media kita aja sebenarnya. Ada jakarta.go.id.
We are to promote it through our media only, jakarta.go.id, Department of Tourism. This is cultural preservation. In this case, the concentration of history is to introduce or maintain existing history. The domino effect is still expected by tourists with our social media to be interested. Our target in 2019 is 3 million tourists. The latest data is about more than 2 million. Asiantoro added that other activities that will take place in December 2019 are cosplay and Jakipa at the National Monument or Monas in Jakarta. According to Asiantoro, until now, foreign tourist visits have been dominated by tourists from China and Japan. The Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, is working hard to restore the confidence of Japanese investors to increase their investment in Indonesia. This was said by Investment Committee Member for Communication and Information Rizal Kalvari Marimbo in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday. He also pointed out that currently, BKPM is working hard to restore Japan's confidence in increasing its investment in Indonesia. To accelerate the recovery of investment confidence in Indonesia, investors in Japan hope that Chairman of BKPM, Bahil Lahaladia, will soon visit Japan. Investors are eager to hear first-hand breakthrough of the new chairman of BKPM. Application services based on financial services or financial technology or fintech are expected to reach all leading business sectors that are being developed by the regional government. This was affirmed by Governor of East Nusa Tenggara NTT Victor Bungtilu Laiskodat in his remarks at the inauguration ceremony of the NTT Province Financial Services Authority or OJK office building in Kupang City on Friday. He said that the fintech service has been presented by his government in collaboration with the NTT Bank to support the marine and fisheries sector. Thus, Governor Victor requested the support of the local OJK to encourage the presence of fintech to reach leading sectors such as agriculture, animal husbandry, and tourism so that the local economy grows better. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Magelang, Central Java. The head of Selogor Rio Temple Restoration Team, Junawan, on Thursday in Magelang said the Central Java Cultural Preservation Office had completed the restoration of the Selogor Rio Temple in Candisari Village, Windusari, Magelang Regency in early November. Junawan explained the team did not encounter any significant obstacles during the temple's restoration, which in terms of archaeology is quite unique. The shape was round and the architecture was tight or full.
Junawan admitted to go to the location of the temple is quite far if you go on foot, but if using a vehicle is quite dangerous because the road is narrow. The next news comes from Pekanbaru, Riau. A number of foreign tourists from Brazil and Australia visited the Kampar Peninsula in remote Pelalawan Regency Riau province to enjoy Bekudo Bono or surfing on the highest river wave called Bono. Head of Tourism, Culture, Youth and Sports of Pelalawan Regency, Andi Yuliandri, in Pekanbaru on Thursday said that the Bono phenomenon was packaged into a festival performance which took place from November 11th to 14th. On that date, the Bono wave in the Kampar River is at its highest peak. The local government was collaborating with communities in Teluk Meranti sub-district, the location of the Bono wave, to package the rare moments with a new concept, namely by holding a camping ground and a jazz music festival. The music festival titled Bono Jazz also presented musicians from Malaysia and Singapore. The latest news comes from Karangasem, Bali. Karangasem Region Igusti Ayu Mas Sumatri expressed her appreciation for the construction of the Sanghyang Dedari Giri Amerta Museum in Geriana Kauh Adat Village, Karangasem, Bali. After inaugurating the museum in Geriana Kauh Indigenous Village, Karangasem, Bali on Tuesday, Igusti Ayu Mas Sumatri said that she had a program to realize the establishment many museums in Karangasem. Sanghyang Dedari Giri Amerta is the fourth museum built in Karangasem to preserve the renowned Sanghyang Dedari dance. According to the region, the Sanghyang Dedari dance is not found in other villages. So this dance is a kind of village characteristics or icon that distinguishes it from other villages in Karangasem. The government is obliged to keep the dance from extinction, and its origin must also be understood by the local community. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on 16th of November 1904. John Fleming invented a vacuum tube. John Ambrose Fleming was an expert of electrical engineering and British physicist. He had ever been a lecturer at several universities, including Cambridge University, Nottingham University, and University of College London. In 1892, Fleming presented an important paper about theory of electrical transformers to the Institution of Electrical Engineers in London. In 1904, Fleming invented and patented a vacuum current modifier, dual electrodes, namely oscillation valve. The discovery is often mentioned as the origin of electronics because it was the first vacuum tube. We turned to the event on 16th of November 2002 about SARS illness, which was first recorded in Guangdong, China. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, is a type of pneumonia. SARS first appeared on November 16, 2002 in Guangdong Province, China. About 10% of SARS sufferers died. After China closed the SARS outbreak internally and internationally, SARS spread very quickly and it reached neighboring countries such as Vietnam at the end of February 2003. Then it spread to other countries through international tourists. The last case of the epidemic occurred in June 2003. More than 8,000 cases emerged at the outbreak, and it killed 775 people. We end today in history with the events of November 16, 2006, about Milton Friedman, a U.S. economist recipient of the 1976 Nobel Prize in Economics, passed away. Milton Friedman was an American economist and public intellectual. He passed away in San Francisco, California on November 17, 2006 due to heart attack. He had contributed sound thoughts at macroeconomy, microeconomy, and economic history and capitalism stated statistics of laissez-faire. He obtained the Nobel Prize for his achievements in the fields of consumption analysis, monetary theory and history, and the demonstration of the complexity of policies on stabilizations in 1976. As a legendary economist who fought for the individual freedom, he had influenced the economic policies of three former U.S. presidents, namely Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and Ronald Reagan, and as well as British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Listener, that was Today in History.
Kita jalan berdua, bergandengan tangan, tapi tak jadian. Kita nonton berduaan dan makan malam tetap tak jadian. Ini nasib yang mengenaskan, harus terjadi lagi. Bukan mau suzon, tapi orang bilang itu friendzone. Telepon-teleponan hingga pagi datang tetap tak jadian. Sudah banyak perhatian juga kesempatan masih tak jadian. Tidakkah cukup yang engkau lihat, pertemanan ini sungguh berat. Tidakkah indah tapi tidak di mimpi saja.
Friendzone by Budi Doremi. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present to you our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Aceh offers halal tourism in investment at ISEF 2019. the provincial government of Aceh offered 6 halal tourism investments to global investors in the Executive Leader Forum, which took place at the Jakarta Conference Center on Wednesday, November the 13th. Namely, developing 4 special base tourism clusters, optimizing the role of the Free Trade Zone and Port Management Agency as a tourism accelerator in Sabang, designing a hospital service as an Islamic hospital for tourists, opening financial access to the micro, small, and medium industries in order to optimize financial value added, designing a halal certification, and planning to develop an interdependent and halal industrial estate. The second assistant for the economy and development of the Aceh Regional Secretariat, Regional Steku Ahmad Dade, representing the governor of Aceh, also explained that the Aceh roadmap began Sharia-based economic development by presenting Kanun or Aceh Regional Regulations and Islamic Financial Institution. On that occasion, Teguh Ahmad Dade said, Aceh already had a regulatory umbrella and now the financial institution had become an Islamic financial institution. In addition, there is also a transition from conventional to Islamic. According to him, no later than 2022, all banks or financial institutions operating in Aceh must change their operational status from conventional system to Sharia. The regulation also applies to non-banking agencies such cooperatives and other forms of business related to finance. The Executive Leaders Forum is one of many events in the 2019 Indonesia Sharia Economic Festival, which is being held from November the 12th until 17th at the Jakarta Convention Center. This event brought together governors and potential international partners to develop a regional economy with an Islamic economy. Among the partners are the Dubai Islamic Economic Development Center, the Association of National Development Finance Institution, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, Islamic Development Bank Indonesia, World Bank Indonesia, and CFO Club Indonesia. That was my Indonesia Today from Indonesia to the world.
Kembali, I want you.
was a song titled Tiga Salahmu or Your Three Mistakes by Bunga Citra Lestari. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment, we're going to give you our program Indonesian Wonder about Indonesian culture and tourism information. Stay tuned with Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you Cemenung Hill in Tulungagung, East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, East Java has plenty of unique tourism destinations that you can explore on your holidays, one of which is the Cemenung Hill, which is located at Tenggong Village, Rejotangan Sub-District, Tulungagung, East Java. The hill is popular with the four iconic huge towers with chimneys on the top of them. The four iconic towers were actually part of limestone mining and factory in the past. At a glance, the towers are akin to the windmills in the Netherlands. Listener, in the past, Tulungagung used to be the location of limestone mining. Limestone must undergo calcination, namely the process of burning limestone, so that it can be used for industry. The towers at the Cemenung Hill were utilized to calcine limestone. The buildings were owned by Chinese business people. Although the buildings have not been restored and managed, visitors are fascinated by the formidable structure of the buildings. At a glance, the buildings resemble to the windmills in the Netherlands. Therefore, the buildings are often picked by visitors which are spellbound by their uniqueness. In addition, visitors are also keen on taking photos as the place provides numerous enchanting photo spots with spectacular background. The scenery above the Cemenung Hill is wonderful. Moreover, the temperature surrounding the hill is also quite cold. The hill is an appropriate place to soothe your mind from your routines. In addition to the unique buildings at the Cemenung Hill, the hill also has a number of supporting facilities to make your visit more convenient, such as parking area, prayer room, toilet, as well as restaurant. You can use either public or private transportation to get to the hill. If you take public transportation such as bus or other modes of public transportation, you can stop at a bus terminal and continue your trip by taking motorcycle taxi or ojek to reach the hill. Listener, before visiting the hill, make sure to bring your camera so that you can capture your unforgettable moments at the hill. And listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Cemenung Hill in Tulungagung, East Java. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was a song titled Dulu or In the Past by Bunglon. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget, after this, we're going to give you information about unique things in our surrounding in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is the Daily Word Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. In this edition, I'll present information about the Gillies Strong Triathlon 2018. Stay tuned in at www.voinews.id. Successive earthquakes that rocked the islands of Lombok and Sumbawa Regency on July the 29th, 2018, followed by an earthquake with a 7.0 magnitude, not only leaving a deep sorrow for some residents of West Nusa Tenggara, but it also has an impact on Lombok's tourism sector and the province of West Nusa Tenggara generally. Thousands of domestic and foreign tourists were forced to evacuate then. Now the earthquake has passed, the government, local residents, and business people began to rise and rebuild the West Nusa Tenggara tourism sector. One of them is by holding various tourism events. Tourism stakeholders in Gili Trawangan, North Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara, who are members of the Gili Trawangan Entrepreneur Association, Gili Hotel Association, and Gili Eco Trust, initiated the Gili Strong Triathlon 2018, and this activity is an effort to accelerate the rise of tourism in Lombok and West Nusa Tenggara in general. The Gili Strong Triathlon 2018 will be held on December the 22nd. The chairman, who is also the committee chair of Gili Strong Triathlon 2018, Acok Zani Baso, said the sport tourism event, which combines marathon, swimming, and cycling, is held to support the recovery of West Nusa Tenggara tourism, while increasing the number of tourist visits to the area. In addition, it is also to boost hotel occupancy in Trawangan. Hopefully, this effort will pay off so that the tourism business in West Nusa Tenggara province return to normal. The Gili Strong Triathlon participants will run for 7 kilometers, swim 600 meters, and ride 5 kilometers. The racetrack is on Gili Trawangan. For Gili Strong Triathlon participants, besides competing in sports, they can also enjoy the beauty of Gili Trawangan. Besides that, in this event, there are also a number of culinary stands that spoil the taste of tourists. A number of distinctive arts and cultural attractions will also fill this activity, so that tourists who come will be very impressed with Gili Strong Triathlon. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku.
Was a song titled Sadis or Sadistic by Citra Scholastica. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment, we give you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Melati Pesanku, composed by Gito Martoyo. The song tells about woman who accompanies the departure of hero to fight by sprinkling jasmine flowers. The song also shows encouragement which is given to the warriors. To the nation and state, heart is willing to release her lover to go to war. That was a glance of the song Melati Pesanku, or Jasmine, My Message. A struggle song is to raise spirit and love on homeland. Listener, let's listen to a keroncong song entitled Melati Pesanku, which will be sung by Chris Dewi.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tetaplah pada pendirian semula.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada yang ku rasa dari dirimu, kau kini menjauh. Apa salahku? Apakah ku menyakiti hatimu? Katakan padaku, jangan membisu. Kau kini berbeda jauh dari lelaki yang dulu membuatku jatuh cinta. Siapa yang telah merubahmu untuk meninggalkanku? Tinggalkan saja ku sendiri. Jangan bilang masih cinta. Kau hanya membuatku menangis. Untuk apa bilang sayang? Buat hatiku makin susah. Pergilah kasih, pergi saja. Biar aku sakit sendiri.
Jatuh cinta. Siapa yang telah merubahmu untuk meninggalkanku? Bila engkau harus pergi, tinggalkan saja ku sendiri. Jangan bilang masih cinta. Kau hanya membuatku menangis. Untuk apa bilang sayang? Buat hatiku makin susah. Pergilah kasih, pergi saja. Biar aku sakit sendiri.
Oh, walaupun harus berpisah, takkan ku lupakan engkau yang pernah ada di dalam.
Listener, thank you very much for joining our program in Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to give us your comments, feedback, and also opinions to our email address, voi@voinews.id, and visit some of our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, as well as Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much, and have a great day.